So of all the industries we have in Ghana, no, the cement industry is the only industry that has a memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Trade and Industry, which was initiated in the time of Hanatete, mentioned names, by Alan Chamartin. So it is like it is there. And what is the main reason? The main reason is that cement is an economic product, very sensitive. If you need to jaw, so that at least the prices of cement could be reasonable. So we are in discussion. We are actually in discussion. Almost every month, we are the ministry. We jaw. But oh, I'm not in to banter with anybody. But this current, you know, just like we don't consult. The one is there, oh yeah, and I will be the one for TVB for cement without consultation. And it just to now, you know, the point is, say, and the issue be anyhow. There is no issue. Cement prices, as a matter of fact, IGNA is a concern. And I can also tell you, an authority say, and yet, the cement, somebody two prices, the MDs, the managing directors, or the leaders, they are not happy with it. Because, Ghanaians here, you know, and they know they have some deficit. And they know the average income of a Ghanaian. It is a number two prices more. I will use the word reluctantly. But they are compelled to do it because their investment is not for free. They need to have return on investment. And then any issue now, it is true. There has been escalation of price recently concerned to regulate cement price. What else the issue is there? The issue is the city depreciation, what's that? Among other things.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of issues.
That factor the depreciation, no, so we can get a clearer picture. No.
You know, other factors we are talking about, if you put together the taxes and the levies that, of course, cement production is going to about one third. It's from the government. It's about one third. Talking about the import duty, talking about what you call all the levies that you can actually count at the ECOWAS levy. You're talking about, yes, it's from the government. And you also know, most people didn't know, the GAPOA, Ghana Ports and Harbor Authority, on wood tariffs, they are dollarized. You don't pay CDs to Ghana Port Authority, you pay dollars. You see, and there's also something that when you have fumigation. Fumigation, this livid. That is, people will just ask the question, what do they fumigate?
Yes.
You don't fumigate clinker. Meanwhile, that product or that clinker is going straight into a mill. To mill it to become cement. So why do you fumigate it? And the question is that, do we really even have the fumigation? And the levy is about 0.5 cents per ton.
Hey, me bato me bau. For fumigation, no, the levy is 0.5.
Yes, 0.5 cents per ton.
Per ton.
Per ton.
Me bato, how often is this fumigation carried out? Our facilities or no?
I don't make the fumigation put all together, no, at the end of the year, no cry, and I say, if it is about, you are talking about close to maybe 5 million tons of clinker or raw materials that come out, multiplied by 0.5 or 0.6. production. Production is regular.
My interest here is fumigation. So more clear, a friend saying, clean canal every porter, and I want to fumigate to a port once and I'm worried about more facilities.
That is what it's supposed to be.
But is that what is done?
It's a big question.
Okay.
Like I said, I am still not into the manufacturing. We are actually concerned with the association. So whatever information I'm giving, to you, it's from the manufacturers. They are on the ground. All these products. Costing, they are from them to the association, because the association is supposed to advocate it. It's supposed to just like be the mouthpiece. And like your question you asked, there are a lot of production costs. Like I mentioned, it's about 1/3 coming from the government. Then, of course, I've mentioned about GAPO, I've mentioned about this levy. That is exactly. Then, of course, talking about electricity. It's also a killer. The electricity is also a killer. So, putting all these together now, and the new ministry, MOU, say, let's look at what we can do to minimize, what this production costs, so that cement prices will be stabilized. So now, let's come to this main issue. So the priority now that we're talking about, the escalation of prices during this period, 4 months, 5 months. It used to be $8, this is to $1.11, then of course getting to 12, and I heard my brother Sorogo saying it's about 15.5 or 15. And so the frustration of the foreign currency, talking about the exchange rate, is a great concern. Why is it a great concern? You see, production of cement, the materials, raw materials, the major raw material is important. It is not found in Ghana.
Mm.
And that is called the clinker. Clinker, most people think that is on the ground. Clinker is not mined. Clinker is not like gold, it's not like limestone. It's not a mineral. Clinker is out of a production. It's a whole production. And its setup is just equivalent to a cement plant.
I see.
That's the point. And you can get the clinker out of burning limestone. So when limestone, is a mineral, then you burn it and it turns into another product called clinker.
Limestone, yeah, will be organa.
Yeah, it will be, but... And yet, as to what investors think it's prudent to set up a clinker factory, you are talking about two conditions. The availability in terms of the volume, the required volume, and the second is the quality. So we KQ, the quantity and the quality.
And the quality.
And which I can tell you in authority that we don't have them in Ghana. Otherwise, I have been a marketing director for Ghana for a very long time. But I'm in my 29th year of being in the cement industry. And someone will have set up that clinker factory long, long, long time. What we have is at the north, where the Savannah Diamond, our Mu Yusuka, there are some challenges there. whatever it should, I mean, the quality, maybe whatever, the quantity. So it is not something that you can get locally. And this raw material constitutes about 75-80% of the raw material, depending on the type of cement that you are actually manufacturing. But it is the major, and it's imported. So if you have a dancing CD, and if you have a CD which is depreciating, you use hard currency, US dollars, to go and import a major component, cement, a raw material component. You can mill, grind, and you sell in CDs, and re-exchange, and just go. That's the issue. And that is the issue which I can tell you, you know, on authority that has made the minister rush to go and do that, what do you call it, regulation of prices, without addressing the issue. That's the issue. I don't remember the last time that you called me and we discussed it, not even last year or 7 months ago.
Yeah.
So it means it was favorable. Actually favorable at that time. So cement prices escalation was not an issue. Now it has become an issue because of a reason. So why do you sidestep that, you know, finding an antidote to the reason and go and regulate it?
But what was that? Doc, now per the airline, no? Cement manufacturers could be liable of to up to 3 years in jail. Certain provisions of the airline. 3 years in jail. That's serious.
And can I say, as a matter of fact, it's very unfortunate. Please don't push me to the wall to have any banter with any. No, it is not in this case. When you, it's quite serious. And I mean, those who have been in, I mean, our people are in parliament, you know, the ally, in actually trying to establish an ally, it has to have a consultative, you know, meeting with the stakeholders. The ally coming into fruition will mean that all stakeholders agree on the content of the ally. This was never done. All that we saw was that the ally has been led. And thankfully, it was shut down for it to be reconsidered,
yes,
or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, we are also talking, like I said, we are talking about business. This is technical. And this is business. It is different from administrative, you know, what do you call it, point of view. This is business, and any steps has its consequences. So we believe that if we had had the stakeholder meeting again now, near discussion, we could have pointed some of the implications of this regulation really come to fruition. And whether the government is aware of it and prepared to meet it. One, we are talking about regulating prices. Fine. That also means, you know, imposition. Fine. Oh, yes. Well, we feel we have to sell this cement maybe at this price, maybe 20 Ghana cedis. But, well, this is what we agreed. Oh, you should sell. The investor will look at it, analyze its profitability, and if it's not working, he will stop production. And what does it mean? What's the consequence of stopping production? Shortage.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Okay.
And it will be interesting for the investor also to expand,
yeah,
or potential investors also to come in. Then again, have you thought about, you know, retrenchment people losing their jobs.
Yeah.
That is the point. See, these are basic, you know, business knowledge where you need to share rather than just sit there and just, you know, pay. It's law, fine, we respect it. But it has its consequences. That's the point. Okay. And the financial contribution will not also stop coming. Because right now, if I even tell you, I won't tell you now,